This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, thrilled, delighted to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Look at the weather outside. Spring is here. I hope that you guys had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. I will tell you guys about it. I went to the Kentucky Derby this past weekend. I will tell you guys my experiences at going to the Run for the Roses. Rob is here as well. We are taking you up until 5:30 today, where we hand things off to the Kansas City Royals. That's where we are going to begin today's show. But Rob, how are you doing, my man?
I'm good, man. Good to see you. It's been a while. You were out at Churchill Downs having a great time, wearing suits, wearing hats, hobnobbing with Aaron Rodgers and co. I assume I was stranded back here in Kansas City, so I'm good, but you had a better weekend than me.
Rob, I'm a little disappointed because I saw the video that I was tagged in from the station, and you didn't really come to my defense. I mean, I caught a lot of strays from a lot of people that work here at the station. I was expecting when I watched the video that my guy Rob was gonna have my back. You knew how important this was to me. Didn't see you make an appearance in the video, which also goes to confirm more and more that you're the op. I don't know why you're the op. I consider you one of my dear friends. We're more than just coworkers. You've met my family. I've met your family. We have broken bread together. I don't know why I am your biggest op. It doesn't make any sense to me. You didn't have my back when I was taking some slanderous allegations from our fellow coworkers, but it's okay. I'm here. I survived.
I was going to go ahead and throw Kramer under the bus. Kramer came to me and goes, "Hey, do you know what Carrington's fit looks like?" And I'm like, "Yeah, he's been talking to me about it all week." He goes, "Cool. Don't need you in the video," and walked away. I'm going to volunteer for extra work. Come on now. We both know I'm not doing that.
That's terrible. You know what I do, though? I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. I don't even need you to tell one friend to listen to the show. I need you to be a good friend to one person. Just one person. Rob is not a good friend to me. I want you to be that good friend to somebody else. Be the friend that you would want. I would really appreciate that. I want to read a tweet to you guys from a couple of weeks ago from Rainey Gisarelli, who is a very informed, very smart Royals fan. He tweeted this back on April 19th. "For the 19th time in the last 22 years, the Royals have lost 6 games in a row in the first 60 games of the season. And in 16 of those 19 years, it happened by game 35. This is a team that not too long ago looked, they didn't look dead in the water, but this looked like a Royals team that we had seen plenty of times before. This Royals team was 8-14 and couldn't hit a lick. This is a team that looked like it was potentially drowning. And we said there at that moment, we were at an early fork in the road. You could play the wait and see game, or you could press the panic button. It is obvious what the Royals have done. Since that tweet from Rainey Jazzarelli, since the Royals went 8-14, they are now 19-16, and they have lost two games since then. They have quite honestly been one of the hottest and best teams in baseball since they basically lost for an entire week straight. This is how I would like to begin the show, and it's something that we talk about, I would say, pretty regularly on the show. For whatever reason, the Royals don't get the same benefit of the doubt that other local teams get. I mean, I understand why the Chiefs get the immense benefit of the doubt. They're the best team in the National Football League. They're a Super Bowl championship caliber team with the best football player in the world and the best football coach in the world. I understand why people don't overreact to the Chiefs. Kansas gets a large measure of benefit of the doubt, and it makes sense. They have been maybe the best college basketball program in the last 20 years, certainly in the conversation. I feel like K-State football gets the benefit of the doubt. Eli Drinkwitz and Mizzou, all of these other programs and entity get a benefit of the doubt when they hit rocky times. It's not like that with the Royals. People are usually ready to pounce on the Royals. People are usually ready to throw the Royals away. And 95% of the time, you're right. Whenever the Royals got off to an 8-14 start and their offense looked as lifeless as the Royals did for the first 2 weeks of the season, 3 weeks of the season, you are certainly right and justified to find other ways to entertain yourself. You are justified in not going out to the ballpark. They're not putting a quality enough product on the field for you to take your kids and buy them a hot dog and do all of those things. I get it. I'm on your side 95% of the time. But if you were one of the people that pressed the panic button and jumped off of the bandwagon with the Royals in the first 3 weeks of the season, it is safe to say you were wrong and you should have been more patient. The conversation right now about the Royals is they are heading into this series against the Chicago White Sox, a team that they have absolutely beat around for the last year and a half. Should be a story of resilience, should be a story of, well, maybe we were a little bit premature to be really tough on this team early, that you're going to have highs and lows throughout the course of a baseball season, and their low just started the year. But for a team now for about 2 weeks has played red hot baseball, and since that long losing streak have only lost two games and have won four consecutive series, it's time to give the Royals their applause. It's time to give the Royals a great job. Phenomenal job by you guys. You guys have played incredible baseball. And now you are looking at a team that is getting back Cole Reagans today. I mean, you got Reagans, Lugo, Waka, and Bubich going up against the Chicago White Sox. This is another series that you believe you should win and continue that momentum with the Boston Red Sox coming into town this weekend. So I wanted to start today's show with we are all of us. This is not me pointing the finger. We are all very premature to kick the Royals when they are down. Now I think you got to at least bend down and lend a hand and give them credit for picking themselves up. We have seen a lot of baseball seasons go left by what this season looked like. A team that couldn't score, a team that looked like it was completely off track, and a team that got off to an incredibly slow start. And since that moment, they have been on fire. And they have taken advantage of a schedule that all of us looked at and said, you can take advantage of that. All of the hypotheticals and the potential games that we played and the baseball games that we played on paper, well, they got played out in real life. The Royals dominated the Colorado Rockies. They won a series against the Houston Astros. They went on the road and swept the Tampa Bay Rays, and they just took 2 or 3 from Baltimore. They might own the Orioles as much as they own the White Sox, The Orioles stink, and I got the numbers to prove it. Vinny is turning things around. Salvador Perez is turning things around. Mikel Garcia has been on fire for the last couple of weeks or so. I just want us, as the Royals are coming back to town, just to step back a little bit and give the Royals a little bit of a round of applause for how they've played the last couple of weeks. They got a long, lengthy home stand this week. And if you're able, I would make it a point to try to go out there. I'm going out there tomorrow and Friday to watch the Royals. I would just encourage you, if you have the time, because I know you're busy. I know graduation season's right around the corner. I would just encourage you to potentially go out there and see one of the hottest teams in baseball who are in town this week. And right now you can get tickets for $3 on StubHub if you want to go out there and see the boys in blue. Enough of me, more of Rob. Hit it, Rob.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Carrying today's Rated Royals lineup takes us back to the year 2017, where the Royals on this date beat the Cleveland then Indians 3-1 to move to 10-18. I do not remember 2017 starting this bad for the boys in blue. Here was your Rated Royals lineup. Leading off at second base, Whit Merrifield. Batting second, and at third base, Mike Moustakas.
Moose.
Batting third, in center field, Lorenzo Cain. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, I don't know why this team was bad. What went wrong?
Yeah, I don't know either. Batting fifth, the catcher, Salvador Perez.
Yeah, this is just the 2014 Royals with Whit Merrifield. This team should have won the World Series.
Batting sixth in left field, Alex Gordon.
This is when Gordon started going a little left here.
Yeah. Batting seventh in right field, Jorge Bonifacio.
Okay. The picture's starting to get more clear now.
Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Brandon Moss.
I forgot Brandon Moss ever played for the Royals. Like, I knew he played for the Royals, but I forgot he played for the Royals.
And batting ninth, the shortstop, Alcides Escobar.
You know what? There's normally an indication of when the Royals were good and bad, and it's where Alcides Escobar hits in the lineup. If he's hitting first, that's usually a good time for the Royals. If he's hitting seventh, eighth, or ninth, things ain't going well for the Royals.
By the way, on this date, the Royals got a win after six strong innings from Jason Hamill.
That also explains why things went awry that year.
Joaquin Soria got a hold, and Kelvin Herrera got the save as the Royals beat Cleveland on this date 3-1. Again, to move to 2-10-18.
Goodness gracious. I mean, that's like when a movie series just keeps going too long. That's when the Royals were like the Saw series. You got to think of 14 and 15 are like Saw 1 and 2. I mean, incredible movies. And then we kept going. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, how is Jigsaw still alive? He's been chopping people up now for seven straight weeks. I thought he had cancer. How is he still alive? That's what the Royals were like in 17 and 18. They were like Saw 5 and 6. They were like that Saw that had Chris Rock, Spiral. That's what they were like. All right.
I forgot about that Chris Rock movie.
It came out during COVID. Any movie that came out during COVID, that wasn't a real movie. That time never happened. Coming up on the other side, I will tell you guys my first story from going to the Kentucky Derby, and we'll also continue to talk about the Royals that have only lost two games in the last like 2.5 weeks. The Royals are on fire. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know why we do this with the Royals, and maybe this is a small group of people, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this one particular thought or idea. I just want to read it to you. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, you're right. The Royals have had a nice turnaround, but I still need to see it against the upper tier teams. Why would be my question. Why? I guess with the Royals. At this point, I think we all know what the Royals are. And I would say that's pretty good. I can't think of too many times in my lifetime, and I imagine in your lifetime too, that the Royals have been pretty consistently in this place. You know what the Royals are? They are a B student. They're not an A student like their big brother, the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, the Chiefs are going to Harvard, Stanford. They got a perfect score on the SATs. They can go to whatever college they want to. No question. You know what the Royals are? They're just a nice B student. You know what? You got a little bit of money to go to K-State. You got a good degree. You got a good job. They're just solid. You live a good, comfortable life. Your brother is more successful than you are, and maybe your parents will always compare your success to theirs. And you're like, hey, I feel like I did all right for myself. I don't know if we need to see the Royals do it against top-tier teams because I think we know the Royals aren't as good as those teams. And I'm not here to be Debbie Downer about the Royals. I think we've seen enough Royals baseball over the last year and a half to kind of tell you what they are. They're a team that could win somewhere between 85 to 90 games, and they will likely lose to a team that when they lose in the postseason would say, oh, that team was better than they were. Now, I think what makes it exciting about the Royals, and it's the same feeling that you had last year, their pitching will give them a chance against anybody. If their pitching continues to stay healthy, and it has been, relatively speaking, for the last year, year and a half or so, the only question with the Royals continues to be, can they score enough? As you've seen, when they score enough like they are right now, they're really, really hard to beat. Their pitching, their starting pitching has been this way pretty consistently now for a year and a half. And now they have a better bullpen to go with that rotation. This is one of the best staffs that the Royals as an organization have ever built from top to bottom. I mean, from every 5 days who you have starting for this team to if your starter can only go 5 1/3, how you bridge that to get to the heart of your bullpen. This is one of the most complete Royals rotations and bullpens that we've ever seen before. That's the hope. But if you're expecting to see if the Royals are going to be better than the Yankees, I'm here to tell you, you are probably going to be disappointed at the end of the season. I'm happy with what the Royals are. And maybe that is me settling a little bit. But if you've been cheering for the Royals or you've lived in Kansas City, you know, the Royals very rarely have been this kind of organization and this kind of team. they've either gone to the World Series or been irrelevant. Every Royals game matters. They have a chance to make the playoffs for consecutive seasons. That hasn't happened a whole lot. So I don't really want to spend a whole lot of time wondering about what the Royals should be or why they aren't one of those premier teams and celebrating what they are. For about 5 years, every time somebody in the front office spoke about the Royals, they kept telling you, hey, it's coming. It's on the way. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you're sitting there and your waiter keeps telling you when the food's going to be there and eventually you start to get hangry? Hold on. You just told me 20 minutes ago that it was coming right up. The food's right in front of us now. They told us, well, hey, I don't know. 2020 could be the year. Well, 2021 could be the year. They kept moving back the when we should be good date. They finally have arrived at the they're good. They're competitive. They're a team that you want to buy a ticket to. They're a team that you want to buy FanDuel Sports Network. They're a team that you want to turn on the radio for. I'm happy. That's enough for me. I'm thrilled with what the Royals are. Sure. Could the Royals be better? Absolutely, they could be a better team. But we use the football analogy. The Royals have never just been a 10-7 football team, ever. Not consistently, not in our life. If you've been cheering for this team, they were good in 2003, and then they weren't good again until 2014. You know how long that is? I'm thrilled. I'm fired up about what they are.
I don't. Maybe it's because Kansas City fans, because the Chiefs' success, have become jaded, and they live in a black and white world of it's pass, fail, championship, or bust. But there is a value in getting to the postseason, and the Royals last year won a postseason series. And right now, just doing the math, based on what their record is, they will finish with a better record this year if they stay on this pace than they did last season. There is a value in that. It is not championship or bust. The Chiefs are like the only team that operate that way. Not only in the area, but maybe in the world. It's like the Dodgers and the Chiefs. Everyone else, you should be celebrating the successes that exist. Like, the Royals were competitive in all four games of the Yankee series. Maybe if the ball bounces a different way twice, we're talking about a team that made the ALCS. Maybe this year they bump into the Yankees again in the DS and the ball bounces their way a couple times and you make the CS. Kind of like what happened to the 2014 Royals. But when did fans get so jaded and treat it like, well, you're either a World Series contender or a waste of my time? That's not how we operate in sports.
I think someone on the text line makes a really good point. CDOT, the only A student in the American League is the Yankees. Like, if you're unhappy with the Royals for whatever reason and thought they were going to take a bigger step forward, I hear you. How many teams in the American League do you think are definitively better than the Royals? Because if you're saying the Yankees, sure. I agree with you. I think the Yankees are better than the Royals. I think we could find a lot of metrics that would suggest that they are better than the Royals. Are the Guardians better than the Royals? Because the Guardians have one more win than the Royals, but have a negative run differential. They have a negative run differential. I mean, Boston's not better than the Royals. Royals have more wins than Boston. They're coming into town this weekend. You can beat them straight up in a series. The Tigers, maybe? Maybe you're arguing Seattle? So, maybe, and it's still early. Like, I don't want to say we definitively know what the Royals are. There are probably two, maybe three teams in the American League that you can say, that team's a little better than them. Maybe you think it's the Mariners. Maybe you think it's the Tigers, the Yankees, whoever you think that it is. And then right there in that next grouping of teams, I think the Royals are right there. I think they got a shot. So I'm happy. So if you want had bigger expectations, or I can't tell you what your expectations for the Royals were going to be. I thought the Royals were an 87-win team. They look like an 87-win team that got a chance to make the postseason. I'm thrilled that baseball matters here in Kansas City. I am fired up about it. All right, I will tell you guys a little bit about my experience at the Kentucky Derby. We'll kind of go back and forth because Rob said something earlier today that really hit my ear. I have always been into the Kentucky Derby. It's my Augusta. Some of you have the dream of going to the Masters, and I would go to the Masters, but it's not like my number one on the bucket list. I only really want to go to the Masters just to say that I went to the Masters. I've never filled out the lottery before. I don't play golf. I just want to say that, I've been to the Masters before, but I've never had that dream before. I've always wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby. And one thing I think you start to learn is you get older and you make a little bit more money. Hey, if you got the money to live the experiences that you wanted to have, you should just do it. You can't take this money with you. And the money that you get, like, you you work that to pay for experiences and things that you want to do. So last year, I watched the Kentucky Derby. I was in Vegas. I watched it at the Westgate Sportsbook. And if you watched last year's race, you know it was the most thrilling Kentucky Derby. Shout out to Mystic Dan. And I told myself right then and there, I'm going next year. And I started planning the entire football season to go to Louisville, Kentucky, to go to the Kentucky Derby. Rob, you know, I've been so thrilled about it for the last 6 months or so. So I went down to Todd Clozier down on War Parkway and got myself suited and booted. You can't go to the Derby looking regular, Rob. I couldn't go to the Derby and have Rob looking at me questionable. I had to be suited and booted. So the Kentucky Oaks, it's the Derby, but it's all girl horses. That's on Friday. So they encourage you to wear softer colors. They encourage you to wear pink for breast cancer awareness. So I wanted to wear something more springtimey on Friday and something a little darker on Saturday. So I got, you know, did the whole shopping thing. I bought my little hat. I even walked around the office with my hat. I was thrilled up, fired up to go to the Kentucky Derby. And let me tell you, boy, did it live up to my expectations. This is the big thing that I noticed. I've been to a lot of sporting games before. I've been to a bunch of them. I've been to Royals playoff games. I've been to an NBA playoff game before. I've been to an NFL playoff game before. I have been very fortunate enough to go to a lot of cool sports things. I've been to very big boxing matches before. It's very different going to a game versus an event. I imagine that's the appeal of going to the Masters. It is a very, very big deal, and every person that I have ever heard that has gone to the Masters talks about the event around it, the hospitality, how they treat you, looking at the stadium, looking at the field, whatever it is. That's how people talk about it. That's how Churchill Downs is for the Derby. Rob, when you walk in immediately, when you check your ticket, the first person you talk to offers you a mint julep. Hey, you thirsty? You want something? You want a cigar? What do you need? The moment you ain't even put your phone back in your pocket from checking your ticket. Right when you walk in there, do you want something to drink? That's why I'm here. Yes, I do. Hand it to me. That's it. I got the all-inclusive thing. I don't got to worry about it the entire time that I'm here. Now, how they do it, Rob, is actually pretty cool. This is like maybe the best way of explaining it. It would be like if at a baseball stadium, every individual section kind of had its own area, and you can't really walk freely to the other areas. So, for example, if you were in 342 at Arrowhead, 342 has its own amenities, has its own bathrooms, has its own place to place a bet, has its own concession stand, and nobody else. So from 341, you cannot go to the 342 area to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. You have your own area to do all of those things. So we're kind of positioned in the first turn area, and lines weren't that long. Concession stand wasn't that long. You want to place a bet, you could go right there. You want to cash out because you had just won. The window was right there. It was an A1 seamless experience from start to finish. The biggest message that I have from all of this is if you are in a position that you can do it, go do the stuff that you really want to do. If you got something on your bucket list, go. If you want to go to Fenway, go. If you want to go to Wrigley, go. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And I hit on the Kentucky Derby. I was so happy. I bet on Sovereignty Rob. I put $20 at 7-1 and it cashed. I was so thrilled. You would have thought I won the race. I mean, I did win the race, but you get the point. It was a thrilling time, Rob. Very excited. 10 out of 10 would recommend going to the Kentucky Derby. What's number one on your bucket list? Is it Augusta?
Well, I mean, World Cup is technically one, but that's going to get accomplished in about, 14 months. I'm going to go to a World Cup match. I'm going to go to a United States World Cup match. Now, it doesn't hit the same when it's like stateside, but going to a World Cup match is near the top. Augusta's near the top. I would then say, going to the Rose Bowl is probably on the list. Like the Rose Bowl, it just the visuals of it on New Year's Day are just spectacular. Like that's kind of list. I would like to go to the Derby, but you're obviously more excited about the Derby than I am. That's kind of the list. But all those things, albeit some of them are games, they're kind of like experiences. Like I'm not going to the Rose Bowl to watch UCLA and Cal. I'm going to the Rose Bowl to watch the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've never had the Rose Bowl very high on my list, is for that exact same reason. Like I'm just going here to just watch two random teams that I have really no, and just when it is in the year, like I've never had it for that reason. It's cool to watch it on television. Someone on the text line says, no disrespect, but what's the hype about a 2-minute sports race or horse race and that's it? You can go to the Kentucky Derby and never watch a horse race and have an amazing time. Honestly, like, there's some parts you can't even see the track. It's just a party. It's just people eating everywhere, people drinking, people smoking cigars. It just, you don't have to go for the horse race. And there's horse races all day. They just show the one on television, the one big race, the Derby, the one that everybody's there. There's 14 horse races on the Saturday. So every 25 minutes, there's just another horse race. So, you know, you go up there, you place your bet. You go get something to drink. You go get something to eat. You're sitting around. You're talking to people. Next thing you know, there's just another horse race. You see if you won, and then you just repeat the process the entire day. It's a lot of fun. Now, I will say, on Saturday, two sports certainties happened, and I was a part of one of them. For whatever reason, it just always rains during the Kentucky Derby. It just, I don't know why it just rains. It rained a little bit on Friday. It basically rained all day Saturday, but we recovered, so it wasn't really that bad. It just rains on Kentucky Derby Day. That is just one of those things that it just does. The other certainty that we saw was James Harden in Game 7. I don't know why it's a certainty. It is a certainty. It will rain the weekend of the Kentucky Derby every single year. They even know it's going to rain. They prepare you for the rain. They're telling you, hey, bring a poncho. They're handing you ponchos as you walk in, even when it's sunny outside, because they know it's probably going to rain at some point. James Harden is going to James Harden. I don't know what I don't know if we've ever seen anyone like this before. I'm trying to think of the person, and maybe it's like Alex Rodriguez. Maybe it's Aaron Judge. Whoever it is, in the regular season, James Harden is one of the best basketball players that we have ever seen. And then something in his brain, it just shifts once the postseason gets here, once Game 6 or Game 7 gets here, he is unusable. I saw a stat this weekend. I wrote it down. James Harden has had 54, listen to this, he has had 54 postseason basketball games in which he has made 4 or less shots. I'm going to say that again. 54 games in which James Harden has made 4 baskets or fewer in an NBA playoff game. That is impossible for a player of his caliber. Impossible to do if you're James Harden. There are some sports certainties. It's going to rain on the day of the Kentucky Derby. It's just a sports certainty. I don't know why it happens that way. James Harden in Game 7 is a sports certainty. That is never the side that you want to be on. You do not want to be on the same side of, oh, you know what? I think he's got it. No, he doesn't. I'm telling you, the exact opposite is going to happen. In fact, it is going to be an epic collapse. Some of you don't care about the James Harden part of this. Let me tell you this. If you KU fans haven't been keeping up with the NBA, Christian Brown has actually turned into a really, really good basketball player. I'm telling you, I know you guys just don't know what happened to him after he won the championship. He kept playing basketball a couple of years ago. He helped the team win an NBA championship, and he kept playing basketball, and he basically shut down James Harden for 7 games in this series. Christian Brown's a really good basketball player. He's going to make like $200 million in his life playing basketball. Not bad for a kid from where he's from, Burlington, Kansas. He's done all right for himself.
The classic Burlington, Kansas to Overland Park High School pipeline, you know, that's just how the location worked out. You know, Northwest is known for grabbing all those Burlington kids. Everything's on the up and up there. No need to bring it up. Is the analogy for James Harden for non-NBA fans, he's Marty Schottenheimer? Because Marty Schottenheimer in Kansas City and in Cleveland did a lot of regular season winning. But if you ask any football fan, hey, what are your lasting memories of Marty Schottenheimer? It is not all those regular season wins. It's losing to Elway and losing to Elway again and losing to Elway again. And it's the drive and it's the fumble and it's in Kansas City, the Lynn Elliott game. Like the James Harden analogy, we don't have to work too hard to find it. He's just Marty Schottenheimer, right?
I don't know what he is. He's Marty Schottenheimer. He's Alex Rodriguez. It's bad. I'm here to tell you, it ain't good. It ain't good is the answer to it. It is not good in any capacity. All right, Rob, I want to give this. I talked about something that I'm passionate about, getting a chance to go to the Kentucky Derby. I want to give you a chance to talk about something that you are also passionate about. I don't want you to think that this show is just my ideas and my thoughts. Rob, we're a team. I know you don't see it that we're a team, but me and you are in this. We're in this together. Rob came into work today and had a little extra bop in his step. He's like, hey, man, how was the Derby? Oh, man, it was good. I'll tell you more about it on there. He's like, okay, cool. I had a good weekend, too. I'm like, everything cool? Everything good? Yeah. Marvel's back. I was like, where do they go? So you know what I mean. Rob is so excited about this Thunderbolts movie. Rob, I want to give you the chance to talk about the number one movie in America and why you're so excited. Because I will admit, Marvel, y'all hit a rough patch there for a while. You put out a couple of duds. You put out a couple of stinkers. You're telling me they're back.
Full back. Marvel's back, man. You know what they did? They got back to their roots. They got back to what makes them great.
Didn't they just have Captain America 2 months ago who doesn't like America?
That was
okay, I wasn't sure. That's why I was asking if that was part of being back.
We were part of, there was still a deep freeze in America. I mean, there was a Chiefs Super Bowl hangover. People don't remember that movie, and they shouldn't. It's gone. It disappeared into the ether. Thunderbolts, though, incredible. Marvel is about to go on a run here. They're about to go on one of those Allen Fieldhouse runs where you feel it coming.
Okay.
You feel like it's about to avalanche on the opponent. Thunderbolts is a hit. Go see Thunderbolts. Cannot recommend Thunderbolts highly enough.
Who are the Thunderbolts? I've never heard of these people before. Is this like the new Guardians of the Galaxy?
It's conceptual. It's basically cast-offs from Phase 1 and Phase 2 band together to create a new team. You got
Black Widow's
sister. You got Bucky. You got the Winter Soldier. You got Ghost. She was in Ant-Man. They basically took cast-offs from old movies and made a super team.
Here we go. All right.
But you know what? It's star-studded.
They got a bunch of 4A players.
Yeah, and they created a super team with the 4A players. That's a hit. Can't recommend highly enough. 10 of 10 would recommend. Then, later this summer, watch out. Fantastic Four is going to be a massive hit. Fantastic Four is going to hit like you.
I've heard of them before.
You might go see Fantastic Four.
For sure.
It's so big. So you got Thunderbolts, which are great, leading into Fantastic Four, leading into an Avengers movie. We got Avengers Doomsday, and then we got another Spider-Man coming.
Hold on.
This is the Allen Fieldhouse run that Marvel is taking us on.
I got to call a timeout because I need you to explain this to me. Wasn't the last Avengers movie called Endgame?
Correct.
So that means when it's called Endgame,
still more to happen. Game's not over.
Okay. Didn't all the characters die?
First off,
isn't that why it was called Endgame?
You haven't seen Endgame. Not everyone dies.
I don't know anything. I'm simply asking. The movie is called Endgame. I would then think that they're done, but they weren't done. They have more to avenge.
More to avenge.
Who's avenging it this time? Iron Man can't be avenging it.
No, he died. There's a new wave of Avengers. We got the people from the Thunderbolts. We got new Captain America. Thor's coming back. Loki's coming back. We're getting the band back together, baby.
Okay.
And then another Spider-Man. Can't make enough of those. Just keep making them. They're hit after hit after hit. Then after that, we're looking at late 27. You got another Avengers movie coming, Secret Wars.
You know what this sounds like?
Marvel Avalanche.
Do you remember when they made American Pie? And then when they tried to bring it back, like straight to DVD releases? Remember that? They had like American Pie Bandcamp. That's what it just sounds like you're describing Avengers to me. This is the straight to DVD release Avengers. The other Avengers had like Hulk and Spider-Man and, you know, all of these characters. And so now you're telling me we're starting the Avengers all over again. We got new characters now in the Avengers. Okay, all right.
I mean, Thunderbolts debuted at a casual $76 million. Yeah,
it's Marvel.
People weren't doing $76 million for Captain America and Ant-Man Quantumania. They weren't doing it then, but doing it now because they're back to their roots.
Good point. All right. Well, you know what? I wanted to give you time to talk about something that you're passionate about. We're both happy. I'm happy and you're happy. We both had a great weekend doing something that we really enjoy. I'm happy for you. I hope you're happy for me because I'm happy that you believe that Marvel is back. Coming up on the other side, let's get back to talking about the Kansas City Royals and let's talk about one of their players who is hot. That's coming up. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I'm not telling you guys something you don't know. But baseball is really hard. And you are going to experience its ups and downs in the game of baseball. Mikel Garcia, I think, embodies that. In 2023, Mikel Garcia had a really, really good season. He hit .272, had an on-base percentage of .323, slugged .358, and stole 20-something bases, had 20 doubles, had a very, very productive season. I think there was a belief that Mikel was about to take the next step in 2024. It's not really what happened. He was kind of down across the board if you are comparing his numbers to where he was in 2023. And I understand that at times that caused some frustration. You know, you want to see guys improving. You want to see guys getting better. Well, to kick off this season with Mikel Garcia, he is doing what people expected him to do last year. Right now, he's leading the team in batting average. He has an on-base percentage of .378. He's slugging almost .500 right now. We're talking about a guy who is doing a better job of getting on base and getting walks, still hitting for double, hitting for a little bit more power this year than he's hit in years past. Mikel Garcia is playing like someone who is starting to figure things out. We're talking about a 25-year-old with Mikel Garcia, someone who you've got club control and someone who doesn't cost a whole lot of money. It goes without saying that if the Royals are going to be really good, you're going to need Vinny. You're going to need Bobby. You're going to need Salvi. Like, you're going to need your stars to be stars. But what the Royals were so good at in 14 and 15, and is really just an example of a lot of good teams, is you need the guys like Michael Massey. You need the guys like Mikel Garcia to be valuable contributors and play their role. And what has really helped the Royals is Mikel was helping you offensively while you were waiting for Salvi and Vinny to kind of get things going. Now that you have all of those guys going in their own way all at the same time, in addition to Bobby Witt Jr., I mean, you're playing the best baseball that you've played in probably dating back to last year, probably 2.5 months. I mean, the Royals didn't play like this in September last year because of the Vinny injury. The Royals won a series in the postseason, but they weren't great in that series. This is the best baseball that the Royals have played if we are looking at baseball time in probably 3 months or so. We talk about a big four with the Royals, and maybe you want to include Jonathan India in that, but I mean, right now their big four has to include Mikel Garcia, Rob. He has been very, very good for this team. He has been exactly what this team has needed them to be. You pulled this stat up for me. I appreciate it. Since the Sunday that the Royals broke the losing streak against the Tigers, so this was on April 20th, Garcia is hitting .400. He has an OBP of 444. He's slugging .620 with 2 homers, 5 doubles, and 4 RBIs the last couple of weeks for the Royals. In a basketball sense, we say this all the time. Hey, if this player plays well, it's going to be really difficult to beat that team. That's kind of what Mikel Garcia is. He's that Travis Relaford for you. He's that Caleb Grill for you. He's that guy that if he plays really well, you're just going to have a really tough time beating them, because if you get his contribution in addition to Bobby, if you get anything from Vinny, anything from Salvi, and you can have 4 or 5 run producers in your offense, you have seen how it sparks the rest of the team. It is not that much of a coincidence to me that the Royals are playing their best baseball as Mikel Garcia is playing his best baseball in probably, what, a year and a half?
I love your basketball analogy, because for a while when the Royals were struggling, and to an extent last season when the Royals started struggling, they were relying on one guy to go give us 30. Hey, we need you to go be great. And that person was Bobby Witt Jr. And on nights he didn't score 30, for the basketball analogy, the Royals didn't win and the offense was bad. And during that bad stretch, that was kind of what was happening. They were getting 25, 30 a night from Bobby Witt, and no one else was scoring. No one else was doing anything. Suddenly, Mikel Garcia has emerged as maybe not a star, maybe not Robin to Bobby's Batman, but a guy that every day he's in the lineup, you expect him to do something. Maybe not drive in a homer, maybe not be the best hitter in the lineup, none of that, but you can plug him into your 5 spot and you feel good about your lineup. And we talked preseason about, hey, the Royals are really banking on Massey taking a step forward, or Melendez and Garcia. And we can argue about if that was a good plan and how the Royals built their team. They basically built the offense of, it's the same, but we believe these three guys that are young guys that have come to the system, we believe they can take the next step. Melendez did not. Doesn't look like so far Massey has either, but Mikel Garcia has absolutely taken that next step, and he has suddenly made the Royals lineup look more and more dangerous as Vinny and Salvi get back to doing what Vinny and Salvi do.
Do you think this is their best lineup? So this is what the Royals have today: Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny, Salvador Perez, Mikel Garcia, Michael Massey, Drew Waters, Fermin, Isbell, and they got Reagans on the mound today. Is that their best lineup? Is this the best possible team that the Royals could field right now? Now, we'll see what happens at the trade deadline. Maybe the Royals go out there, they make a move, they add an impact bat, they try to get somebody in the outfield. We're a couple of weeks away, months away from having that conversation. But if you were asking the question right now on Cinco de Mayo, what is the best possible lineup that the Royals could field? I actually think it's the one that they have going out there today.
I agree. The one critique I would have, I think their best lineup doesn't have Jonathan India in left field. I think the Royals have a little bit of a Jonathan India conundrum because his best position is second base. He's not a butcher in left field, but he's not exactly an Alex Gordon type out there. But when you DH him, you take Firmino out of the lineup. So I think this is the best lineup, but they do have a little bit of a conundrum with Jonathan India because they don't really have a true position anywhere on the diamond for him to play because Michael Garcia has been, you plug him in every day at third base. There was a thought earlier this season that maybe Jonathan India is your third baseman. Nope, but that it's Michael Garcia. So I think this is their best lineup, but I still think defensively they have a little bit of a conundrum on what to do with Massey slash India.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let me know what you guys think. Is this the best possible lineup that the Royals could field out there today, what they are going on the hill? It's really good to have Cole Reagans back. Obviously, goes without saying, this team isn't winning a whole lot if they don't get a healthy, viable Cole Reagans. I mean, he's their best pitcher. He is one of the best pitchers in the American League. They got him back after a great start this past weekend from Noah Cameron, who almost had a no-hitter, certainly went deep into the game. So really exciting time for the Royals. The Royals are playing by far and away their best baseball so far of the season. Are you going out there at any point this week, Rob? I'm planning on going out there tomorrow. I like going for the dollar hot dog day. It's always a great day to go out there. Also planning to go out there one of the games this weekend. I think I'm going to go on Friday when they play the Chicago White Sox. Are you making a trip this weekend out to Kauffman Stadium?
I'm actually looking at Wednesday, but there's some weather that could potentially in the forecast for the afternoon. So I've begun trying to convince the wife that Friday at the K is the perfect Friday night. Now, I don't know if I'll win that battle, but Red Sox in town, Friday night, should be nice weather. I believe it's a Firework Friday this weekend too. I'm targeting Friday to get out there and see the boys in blue.
All right, well, maybe we will see each other out there at the stadium. All right, let's take a little bit of a break here. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. The Royals are the top story. The Chiefs, the draft is over. There's not a lot of Chiefs news, and the Royals, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. We'll talk to Denny Matthews about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.